Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, you provide huge value to small business leaders every morning, one segment at a time. Wow, 20 years.
You've done tons of these interviews, and you've even stopped talking long enough during these broadcasts to listen to all of us.
One of the best shows in the world.
I gotta say, a great lot of fun listening to the music you choose in between sessions.
You're out there fighting the fight for all of us. Congratulations. Keep doing a good job, buddy.
I'm honored to be a member of your Brain Trust.
Welcome back. 7 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. We're celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. And we're doing that with our good friend Kara Hoganson. Kara is a VP with Principal Financial Group. Kara, tell us about Principal and how can we find you guys and the index.
Absolutely. Thanks, Jim. So information about Principal is available on the internet, www.principal.com. And if you were to go to that website and actually search well-being index, you would be taken to the information that we've been talking through this morning. We're a global provider of financial services, and here in the United States, we have a particular focus on serving the needs of small businesses.
Well, absolutely. And by the way, you be sure to tell Jerry and Renee and all the folks over there that we know very well. You tell them we said hello. So
I will absolutely do that.
We've really enjoyed and benefited from your research over the years. So, folks, we're talking about the Principal Well-Being Index that they took this year a couple of times or more during the pandemic. What do you think your employers have learned about this to prepare? What do you think they'll do to prepare themselves for the next one of these? And the reason I say that, Kara, is I'm expecting something that'll be like COVID-21. I don't think this is the last time we'll have one of these. I don't think we can shut down our economy like we did this time. I think we're going to have to be a little more, we're going to have to be a little sturdier. We shouldn't be as frightened going forward as we were this time, which was understandable. But in terms of preparing themselves for dealing with their employee situation, technically, emotionally, financially, what do you think they've learned?
Great question. And while I actually hope you're wrong, Jim, that we don't face this again in our lifetimes, I think an opportunity like this, we do need to reflect and learn. And I believe one of the things that has really come to light, not only for employers, but also for employees, is the value of income protection and life insurance benefits. Very sad to say that I think all of us know someone that has either become ill or, unfortunately passed away from coronavirus. And, just that recognition of how precious life is, that also that recognition of how challenging life can be if you are ill or have a family member ill that isn't able to work for a period of time. The added stress of not only not feeling well, and navigating, healthcare resources, but then how are you going to pay the mortgage? How are you going to pay college tuition? How are you going to pay to put food on the table? And so the important role that income protection or disability insurance can provide to grant people peace of mind during those times when maybe they're not able to work.
Well, income protection policies, business interruption policies. Over the years, mm-hmm. people have had those, but my experience, sometimes there were so many qualifications in there that, if a tornado struck on a Tuesday, it was covered, but if it struck on Wednesday, it wasn't. I'm being facetious, but my question is, I think employers are gonna read the fine print of those kinds of policies more than they used to. What do you think?
I would agree with that. Yes, I think there have been some learnings in some of those types of products. And that's why, you know, it is always really important to not only read the fine print, but, you know, do your homework on the company that you're choosing to do business with to make sure that they are going to honor the promises that have been made.
Mm-hmm. And ask them, what if this happens? What happened? What do you do for me if this happens? And you know, and if it costs you a couple of extra pennies to get that from a reputable company, you probably need to pay it. Hey, Kara, good job today. Give us the website one more time, please.
You can find us at principal.com.
All right. And then find the index there that's got the new research. Hey, Kara, will you come back soon?
I absolutely will. Thanks,
we've enjoyed
Jim.
Having you here. Good job today, and we'll see you next time. Kara Hugenson, ladies and gentlemen, with Principal Financial Group. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to remind you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.